Doctor Who, Apollo 23, by Justin Richards, read by James Albrecht. 20 minutes before he died, Donald Babinger was feeding bits of his cheese sandwich to a pigeon. It was a cold, grey day, and the pigeon seemed grateful for the attention, as well as the crumbs. It pecked eagerly at the bread, ignoring the cheese and pickle. Babinger was sitting on the steps up to the bandstand, huddled in his coat. The bandstand was where the teenagers hung out in the evening, in the park near the library. The railings were rusted, and the pitted concrete floor was studded with dark blobs of well-trodden chewing gum. But the cracked roof offered some shelter from the persistent drizzle. 10 minutes before he died, Donald Babinger stuffed the last remains of his sandwich into his mouth, smiled apologetically at the pigeon, and stood up. A brisk walk round the edge of the little park, then back to the office. He liked to get out at lunchtime, even when the weather wasn't so good. Babinger believed it was a good idea to get a breath of fresh air, which was ironic, given how he was about to die. His mind, already returning to the spreadsheet he needed to sort out in the afternoon, Babinger walked slowly across the little park. He nodded a mute greeting to a young woman pushing a toddler in a buggy. He smiled at a woman in a red raincoat walking her dog. He shook his head sadly at the litter blown in clusters against a low metal fence round a flower bed. He wondered, yet again, how the developers ever got permission for the new shopping centre that cast its grey concrete and glass shadow across the end of the park. His colleague Mandy would still be queuing for her lunch at Perfect Burger. What a waste of time when you could bring your own sandwich. Perhaps he wouldn't have begrudged her the time.